One of the plans lawmakers are considering would cap the annual interest rate on a short-term consumer loan at 36%. That's a dramatic step when you consider that in practice, some loans charge more than 500% right now. The plan has the backing of a national advocacy group called the Center for Consumer Lending. The center's Jennifer Johnson says other state legislatures have tried to regulate only certain types of predatory lending, but she told lawmakers at a public hearing the industry always finds a way around.
If you chase a product, you'll always, this will be an issue every year for you, every legislative session for you. But if you enact a rate cap, you can stop the predatory practices no matter the form.
The interest rate cap has nearly 60 co-sponsors in the Assembly and Senate. But some lawmakers are concerned that it would kill Wisconsin's payday loan industry and eliminate an option for consumers who need short-term cash. Milwaukee Democrat Josh Zepnik favors instead limiting how much the industry is allowed to lend.
I think we can do something that doesn't wipe out people's options, but encourages and enforces a higher degree of responsibility.
Zepnik says he's seen too many efforts to regulate payday loans go nowhere in the legislature, and the bottom line for him is that there needs to be a compromise this session. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.